Hi, I'm Art Kaplan, and I'm at the Division of Medical Ethics at NYU. What do you do when you're worried about an elderly parent or grandparent and their driving? A really common problem that's presented to me time after time after time is somebody saying, I worry that my dad or grandmom is somewhat demented or has lost the ability to hear well or has lost the capability to pay attention closely to what's going on around them in terms of cognitive decline for one reason or another, and I don't think they should drive. How many of you have heard stories about elderly drivers who have gotten into trouble because they lost their ability to know where they were going, or they made wrong turns, or they simply got their foot stuck on the accelerator, and so on? Is it important for doctors to try and report worries about older drivers? And if they want to do that, who should they do it with or to? Elderly people sometimes say, look, I'm not going to give up my independence. I live somewhere where if I don't have a car, I can't make this work. And sometimes I've heard elderly people say, look, you let teenagers drive and they get in trouble too. And we're not talking about yanking their license or taking away their ability to drive. However, it is true that we do somewhat restrict what teenagers can do. There are often states that license them only to drive with somebody else in the car or only to drive during daylight hours. And insurance for teenagers is very, very high. It costs you a lot to put a teenager on the road. So what should you do when you get that request? Well, the reality is it's hard to take away somebody's license on medical grounds. Really difficult. Doctors can report people to the Department of Motor Vehicles in their states, but oftentimes the most that's going to happen is they give them a vision test or maybe a rules of the road test, and off they go. You could be fairly well cognitively impaired and not lose your license from the DMV. So I would suggest a different strategy. I think it's important to talk to concerned relatives and say, look, if you're going to take away your granddad or your grandmom's driving privileges, they're going to resist and they're not going to go for that. What has to happen is something has to be set up to give them transportation possibilities. They don't want to be trapped in their homes any more than anybody else would. We live in an age of Uber and Lyft. There are often taxi services around. And while those are expensive, they're often cheaper than maintaining a car, gassing it up, doing the maintenance, and paying the insurance. So if somebody can step in and say, look, we have an alternative for you. We've set it up so that you can get an Uber to your house, or there's a driver that's going to come by who's on call, and we're just going to pay for that. I think you'll get further with families who are concerned about the harm that an elderly driver might do if they're becoming impaired to themselves or to others than you would trying to get their license taken away. I'm not saying don't try, and I think the reporting ought to be done, but I know firsthand it doesn't get you very far. What you need to do is work with families to come up with alternative means of transportation that let the impaired older driver know there's still a way to get to the grocery store, there's still a way to get to the beauty parlor, there's still a way to see friends, there's still a way to get out of the house. If that's achieved, I think the goal of trying to reduce danger from impaired elderly drivers will be met. I'm Art Kaplan at the Division of Medical Ethics at NYU. Thanks for watching.